Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So it looks like 2021 isn't going as advertised. I mean, did I miss some fine print somewhere? I feel like I did, because I thought we were supposed to roll into the year and things were supposed to magically turn around like we pushed the button on the GEC, right? Right? If you haven't played Fallout, GEC stands for Garden of Eden Creation Kit. It's basically the MacGuffin for Fallout 2 and 3, with honorable mentions in about every game thereafter. According to Vault-Tec, its creator, after a pleasant stay in one of their vaults, riding out the radiation from a nuclear war, you would emerge fresh and ready with the GEC. Press a button and magically be able to terraform the nuclear wasteland like nothing ever happened. What it actually was far less magical and dramatic, and involved a lot more work than pressing a button. Also of note, the Vault Dwellers would frequently emerge from their subterranean refuge to find the world had moved on and done the necessary work of rebuilding without them, or their GEC. Bummer. In light of the events of the last year, I keep hearing people praying for Jesus to come soon and talking about this like it's the end times. I get it. It's really scary, and we've all grown accustomed over the last year to being trapped in our homes with nothing to do but doomscroll. We all want a quick, easy way out of the mess this world is right now. But every time I hear that prayer, I can't help but think of those Vault Dwellers and the GEC. Because while there is truth to be had in that prayer, there is also danger. The good news is that Jesus is in fact coming, and it will in fact be okay. Bad news is that Jesus isn't the GEC. We can't push a button and make him appear and make the earth new again. We won't even know when he's coming. He says that several times throughout the New Testament, coming like a thief in the night. So does that mean we're supposed to hide in a vault, carefully sequestered away and perfectly preserved from sin, ready to deploy the GEC when the time is right? No. In fact, I actually think it means the opposite, because of Genesis 2:15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. This was before the fall, before Eve was even created. So it has nothing to do with the consequences of eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But it does have something to do with why man was created in the first place. Man was never meant to kick back and watch the sunset in paradise, but to work. Creating from and maintaining that paradise. We were designed to do the work of God, and sure, it got a lot harder when we decided we might be better at that job than God and ate from the tree. But that doesn't change our core purpose. We are the GEC. And praying for Jesus to come soon, like we're watching the clock at the end of our workday so we can punch out, doesn't make it come any sooner, and it distracts us from doing our job. And if we aren't doing our job, we might look up one day to find that the world has moved on without us. Yes, it's harder now because of Rona, and it's more dangerous and scary than we have ever seen in our corner of the world because of extremism and violence. But that just means we have to be more creative and persistent. God's love isn't going to spread itself after all. So don't worry about when Jesus is going to arrive. He's going to come when he is good and ready, and not a second before. Instead, focus on doing the work. Focus on creating the world we have been promised upon his return. Who knows? One day you might look up and find that the Garden of Eden has sprung up around you, and Jesus is smiling down at you, saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.